USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Deportations by Immigration and Customs Enforcement dropped sharply last fiscal year, despite a massive illegal immigrant crisis at the southern border. The drop coinciding with numerous Biden administration policies that restrict ICE agents from arresting illegal immigrants. According to preliminary 2021 statistics on ICE's website, there were 55,590 removals, down from 185,884 in 2020. Republicans are hammering the Biden administration following the release of the latest inflation report. The consumer price index for all items rose 7.5% in the last 12 months, the biggest jump since the 1980s. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley tweeting the number was shocking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
North American automakers are already starting to feel the effects of the trucker protests in Canada. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a General Motors factory near Lansing, Michigan.
Texas, Missouri, Florida, and West Virginia are all now investigating GoFundMe over COVID protests in Canada. The state's looking into why a fundraiser was removed for truckers trying to stop vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, deep discounts on all MyPillow products like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA.
The number of reported deaths due to traffic crashes in states rose dramatically across the year. A new report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration found traffic deaths were up 12% nationwide in the first 9 months of last year. That's the highest percentage increase on record. The NTSB is asking automakers to include automatic braking.
We need all stakeholders to come to the table, and we need to build in redundancy so that people survive crashes.
Jennifer Hamundi is the National Transportation Safety Board chairwoman, that audio courtesy of CNN. The shortage of health care workers is in the spotlight in the Senate.
Health care workers have worked tirelessly on the front lines and faced, in many circumstances, unimaginable challenges.
Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper opening a hearing and arguing the United States must find ways to combat burnout and build a robust and diverse healthcare workforce for the future. Senator Mike Braun of Indiana saying many jobs in the healthcare industry could be filled by trained workers who do not have college degrees.
We were stigmatizing many of these pathways that don't require a four-year degree.
More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.